Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. How you going, Eric?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, we're on day shift here at Nexmouth.
Yep.
How's the day been for you so far?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty standard. Nothing out of the ordinary, really, so...
Another day in and out of the office,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah.
Roaming around this lovely naval defence site.
Yes. Yes. had a bit of a drive today, so all good. Yeah. Been in the office for probably 4 hours.
Beautiful.
Today, so. Yeah.
Explain. Let's talk about your background and where you've come from and how you ended up in Exmouth.
Yeah. Well, basically, I grew up in Rockingham, south of Perth, and joined the AFP. In late 2011, and after graduating the college, went to Canberra for a year. I was stationed at Defence Russell, and all my family being from WA, I tried to get a transfer back to WA sort of as soon as possible. So I was on the transfer list for, I think, just over 6 months, and then I got offered a position to Exmouth. At the time, I wasn't sure whether to take it or not because I hadn't really spent much time in Exmouth, but... they said, yeah, you can take Exmouth now or have a little bit of a wait to try and get down to Perth. So I decided to take Exmouth, and, yeah, that's how I ended up in Exmouth, about 2012.
Wow, huge change for you.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Coming from Canberra, where everything's go, go, go,
yep.
To coming to Exmouth, which is...
The central hub of sort of the AFP to the
one
of the more remote
places. yep.
So it was a bit of a shock at first.
Yeah, because I'd... Grown up in Rockingham, you know, it's sort of a city town, it used to be a town, I suppose, but now it's a city. So it's fairly big and busy and lots of stuff. And going to Canberra, same thing. So, yeah, coming down to coming up to Exmouth was a sort of a big change because it's a small town. I think we get up to capacity maybe 5,000 people at tourist season. So that's when the town really booms. But it's really small. Couple of shopping centres, or a couple of IGAs, I should say.
Yep.
That's about it, really, in terms of shops. So it's really small and isolated, I suppose. But it's nice in its own way, but it's very different to the city. So big change.
So did you find it hard at the start a little bit?
Because mainly I'm very family orientated, always have been. So you know, if you sort of go take away from your family and then go to a place where it's very isolated and remote. It can be very, I suppose, difficult, sort of, especially in the line of work that we're in. You know, you can't really, being a small town, you can't really make too many friends outside of work because, you know, everyone knows everybody's business in town, if you know what I mean. So, it is difficult to sort of meet new people and that sort of stuff. You know, everything's sort of focused around, fishing or golfing or that sort of stuff. That's really sort of the only two things in town, you know, surfing, fishing and sport, really.
Being in the water sports, so did you grow into that sort of doing that sort of stuff or
I've always liked fishing.
So
it was great to get out with some of the guys on station here and have a fish and caught heaps of new species I've never caught before, so that was good. In terms of surfing and that, I've never really been that big into that sort of stuff. But, I've had a go at it once or twice. Failed miserably, but...
That's all good.
It's all good. And, then I recently met my missus, and her family's actually one of the local commercial fishermen out here. So, now I get down to the bottom of the Gulf and help them with their net fishing. So,
It's
all good.
So you fully immersed yourself now into the Exmouth way of life.
Yeah, that's it. It has a way of drawing you in. So if you like that sort of stuff,
Well, you're a good example of how things can change. You know, as I said, 2012, and now you 6 years.
Yeah,
has it gone fast?
First couple of years when I was by myself, not so much, and then it's picked up recently. Yeah, so everything's sort of met my missus, got married and bought a house and got a kid on the way due in November this year. So that sort of all happened in about a year and a half. So,
that's good.
It's all racing forward. So, good.
Excellent. So, well, what are the things now that you like about living in Exmouth?
Yeah, well, to tell you the truth, I do enjoy, you know, the remoteness of it because, you know, it's no traffic lights.
Yeah.
Don't have to wait for any traffic. Yeah, you know, it's a small country town. You know, people that you know, you hang out with and stuff like that. You know them really well, and everyone sort of supports each other because it is that sort of remoteness. Yeah, you know, it's just a nice, relaxed lifestyle. You know,
So that shock that you got 6 years ago coming to a remote, you'd probably get that shock now, but in reverse, going back to the city, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's always difficult trying to make that first car park at a shop where there's like 1,000 cars everywhere. But it is a bit of a shock when you go back down there. You know, even sitting in traffic, you know, you start to get a little bit, you know, anxious and stuff like that. You know, going back, but it's all good up here. You get used to it, and it does get better and more easier when you have people supporting you and stuff like that. So, you know, now that I have my missus, it's all happy and all moving forward. So it's all good.